This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, February 27th. God's word to you today is The Exchange, and this is part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 61, verse 3, and it says, "To all who mourn in Zion, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, oil of joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." This is according to the New Living Translation and the New International Version. God is trading his beauty for our ashes, and he is doing it in every area. We are going from barrenness to fruitfulness, from sorrow to joy, from bondage to freedom, from loss to recovery, from death to life, from poverty to wealth, and from shame to honor. Why is it important for us to keep repeating the levels of beauty for ashes? Romans 10 verse 17 from the New King James Version says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. From shame to honor." This is a prophetic statement about Jesus. Isaiah 50 verse 6 says, "I offered my back to those who beat me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mockery and spitting." If you have a beard, you understand what it means for people to be mocking you and plucking your beard. It is very humiliating. But the people mocking Jesus did not stop there. Jesus did not hide his face from the mockery and spitting. If somebody spits on your property, the person wants to shame you, right? If the person spits on your clothes or your body, the ramifications are bigger than if the person looks you in the face and spits in your face. Jesus says, "I did not hide my face. They were spitting, and I was taking it. I took it because I was thinking of Femi Monehe." You can insert your name here. That because of this shame, he or she has to get double honor in the name of Jesus. Jesus took the shame so that you can have double honor. God allowed Jesus to take our shame so that we can have double honor. Honor would have been enough, but God says double. Isaiah 61 verse 7 says, "Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours." You will possess a double share of honor in your land, here on earth, and everlasting joy will be yours, in Jesus' name. Have you experienced shame? Congratulations, because double honor is here in the name of Jesus. Check the scriptures. God has a soft spot for people that are humiliated. Take David, for instance. David was humiliated in his father's house. Whenever they call for a significant meeting, they do not even remember him or call him. Everything played out when Samuel came to anoint a king, and Samuel asked Jesse to bring all his sons. Jesse called all his sons, but David was a son from a shameful affair. That is why David wrote in Psalm 51 verse 5 from the New King James Version, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." David was not referring to the Adamic sin. He was referring to the sin that led to his conception. David's mother was not in the house. She was a side chick. So when they gather all the legitimate children, they did not call David. But God says, "That is my king. I have found a man after my heart. I love that boy." Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus, for trading your beauty for my ashes, my barrenness to fruitfulness, from sorrow to joy, from bondage to freedom, from loss to recovery, from death to life, from poverty to wealth, and from shame to honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.